When Michael Quest Moore designs lessons, he makes sure to include material his students can connect with, like a slam poem about Mike Brown, the unarmed teen killed in Ferguson last summer.
Sick of writing this poem, but bring the boy. His new name, his same old body, ordinary black dead thing, bring him.
And we were Moore first heard the poem about mourning the death of black children live at a poetry slam in Oakland.
Blew my mind, blew me away, right? Shook me to my core, and I was able to put that in front of the kids, and they were able to have the same experience.
He played a video of the performance by poet Dinez Smith for his middle schoolers, then used the poem and other materials to teach literary devices,
metaphor, simile, alliteration, onomatopoeia, all these different things,
and explore literary themes.
Because the students are bubbling up with responses and reactions and feelings about this situation that we're dealing with right now in this country, and there it is. You create a unit to cater to that.
Each of Moore's units teaches a specific skill, something that will eventually show up on a standardized test. Moore can turn that unit over to another teacher or lead it himself. He's especially interested in designing units that are culturally relevant.
It's all about, exactly as it sounds, making your material and your pedagogy and even your teaching style relevant to the culture that you're teaching to. All students show up in a classroom with their own knowledge that comes from their own lived experience, and as a teacher, it's your responsibility to meet them halfway where their lived experience is at.
Moore is in the classroom up to 5 times a week, depending on the class and teacher. It doesn't take long for students to realize he himself is a slam poet.
The intonations and inflections we get used to using on stage sometimes leak over into our everyday life. So kids especially, the intuition they possess already naturally, they're going to see it, they're going to hear it, they're going to call you out on it. I could be disciplining somebody, and they would just completely break from whatever I'm trying to discipline them. Oh, you sound like you're a rapper, you a poet, Mr. Mo, yada, yada, yada. And then they start asking me to perform, and so, you know, I give them a little something.
But he's learned to strike a balance between structure and creativity in the classroom.
I like to have fun in the class. I like to song and dance a little bit, yeah, and call a response, definitely poetry, all of that. But by the time I was able to take heed and kind of learn from the examples I saw a lot of the vet educators putting out there in terms of like real no-nonsense, you will not up in this classroom, you know, I took that and I adjusted it to my own rhythm. The first thing was manage your shift, you know what I mean? Let them know what the limits are. And once they knew that, I was able to actually do all the other fun stuff and bring it in.
So let's just jump into the spiel. How many people are first time here out to know you? Okay.
Moore plays up his artistic side at the New Orleans Youth Open Mic, a monthly poetry slam for middle and high school students around the city. He co-hosts the event.
All right, the first thing we like to subscribe to is called All In. Everybody say All In.
All In.
Poetry comes from the heart. It's people's truth. It's their life stories. And kids are just dying to release that. And I don't think they get a lot of opportunities or avenues to go down where they can actually speak what's on their heart and be themselves. Poetry lets them get that voice out.
Hosting the open mic and participating in slams himself sustains his work in the classroom. Moore's biggest advice for other teachers came from a friend of his.
She was like, you got to make some happy time. Like, really good teachers do some really awesome creative stuff off the clock that has nothing to do seemingly or perceivably with teaching, right? The really good educators I know are excited about life, and education is a byproduct of that. So keep your happy going. You know what I mean? I don't know what your happy is, but turn up all the way on your happy, and it will leak over into your classroom.
WNO, I'm Mallory Falk.
We also give props. Everybody say give props.
Give props.
That means that we're all growing as writers and performers. We are here to support one another by using encouraging language.